It was Mr. Colson who told me the most dramatic thing. His perception was, and I believe it still, the greatest problem facing America, he said, is truth. We don't know the truth in this country anymore. It's not revered. As we don't know the truth, then we see the fragments of society beginning to come loose around us. I hear my own daughter and grandchildren say, well, which side is right? They're all saying different things. When we as a nation walk away from the concept of truth, when we as elected officials fail to honor our obligations to speak the truth as we know it, when our courts declare that there is no truth, then the nation truly does suffer. And he made that extraordinarily clear and lived it in his life. And it's at that point that I began to be compelled that I should be more honest and transparent in my own faith. Not that I would go out and be interrupting people, thrusting myself into their consciousness, but that they would look and see there is something different. They would say, maybe we can trust that viewpoint. And so it is with sincere appreciation to my friend who is honoring Chuck Colson with this time tonight, because I believe that the nation has lost one of the premier thinkers, one of the premier people who would guide us along a path, who would give us a wake-up call saying that we must find that salvation. We must find that way back when things have gone wrong.